What does trust and transparency mean to you alongside your experience of it?
It's huge. It's core. Trust and transparency is always how I've worked. I've always, if I can't do something, I will tell people. If I know I'm pushing a boundary, it's professionally now, but I do it anyway, then I will say, I'll give it a go. But trust and transparency is as important as person-centred and personalisation. It's no different, because trust and transparency, what you need for a contract, just to provide a service, let alone for the person who actually delivers it when they come through your front door.
Yeah, and what difference does that make when that's in place and it's true?
If it's in place, because we've not really had it consistently.
Okay, so it's about consistency.
Yeah. It's not. It shouldn't be down to, oh, here comes Bridget,
because we
and
believe,
we know she's good.
Okay.
We can relax. It's about everybody. It doesn't matter who walks through that door. They all take the same approach, attitude, time, and care. And that's really, that's what quality, isn't it?
And so how do you feel how do we make sure that people do receive a great experience of support and care and consistent care?
I think you need to look at the whole system, because everyone keeps saying the system is broken. That's a sort of easy term, really. That doesn't mean to say you actually change anything. You say it's broken, you know what? You're going to rebuild it? You can't rebuild it. It's too big. But I do think it's about concentrate. I keep going back to quality, because I feel within Norfolk County Council and the ICB, the quality teams are vital. When I was a clinical case manager with the community learning disability teams, we worked really closely. We did commissioning, we did monitoring, and I was also a nurse. So I was also doing nursing with the people I supported. And I also replaced the social workers. I was doing three jobs at once, really. But we worked so closely with contracts. We worked so closely with QA. And we worked so closely with the rest of the multidisciplinary team. And that worked well. It didn't suit all the nurses. They don't like care management. I quite enjoyed it, because I quite like knowing how much things are going to cost and how you put the contract together, because I found that interesting. But because we worked so closely, we were able to save money. We supported QA. So if there was an issue with a provider, I'd say I've got two people who live there or whatever. So we would go in as a team.